Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. You can think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's go out to the guest line. Right now, welcome in longtime NFL defensive coordinator. Now is with the D.C. Defenders in the XFL. He is the former head coach of the Buffalo Bills and also a former interim coach of the Cleveland Browns. And I know a lot of people are having fun with this on social media yesterday. Greg Williams is getting at it right before the Cleveland Browns game up against the Cincinnati Bengals. And I saw him having a good time tailgating in the parking lot. And the longtime NFL defensive coordinator is here with us. Greg, appreciate the time. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing great. And that was a great experience yesterday. In 40 plus years of coaching, I never had a chance. It's the first tailgate that I've ever been in my life. And those Cleveland Brown fans were phenomenal. It was fun to be around them. And I was glad to see how well they played in the game also.
So what brought you to the game, just wondering? I know that you were there in Cleveland for a few years, but I think a lot of people were surprised to see you there before the game.
Well, the big thing is, as you see sitting beside me, is my son, Blake Williams, and he was on the staff with me too, and has been on, you know, 15 years in the NFL and won a Super Bowl with, he and I were the very first father-son to win a Super Bowl together on the same coaching staff down at the New Orleans Saints many years ago. But he still lives here in town. And has a beautiful home here and now has moved over into wealth management and technology and is ownership of a couple of companies and works in downtown Cleveland. And in fact, his office looks right down at the Cleveland Brown Stadium. And so I came in here to see the family for the weekend. And all of a sudden, bam, we went downtown. It's his idea to go do that. And, you know, and I thought it was a fantastic idea and it was a lot of fun.
So Greg Williams and Blake Williams here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Blake, didn't you go to Princeton, right?
I did. Yes, I did.
For years, I actually did a local radio show with Bob Cerace. So what a small world that is. I always loved that Princeton community. Great place.
Yeah, he's done an amazing job. I mean, I can't say enough, obviously, about what he's done. And it's just, I didn't play under Bob. I was under a different coaching staff, but he came in, I think, during my time at the when I was coaching at the Saints, and he's done an amazing job there, developing guys, recruiting guys. I mean, different guys, right? Like if you look at the number of Ivy League guys that are playing in the NFL right now, and that a vast majority of them are from Princeton under him. I mean, he and his staff have done a heck of a job there.
So, Greg, what were you like at the tailgate yesterday, just wondering? Because we saw some of the pictures, but it seemed like you were enjoying yourself. How was the food? How were the drinks down there?
Well, you love this, is that I had an Ultra, a Michelob Ultra, one beer before I left, and didn't have time to eat or do anything because the fans were so great, and I will never turn my shoulder on any fan in my whole career. And we had a great time taking pictures and videos with them because they were such great fans. And, you know, I guess they liked it when I was here and did a lot of autograph signing and that kind of stuff, but really was just going down there to have a good time. But then when they wanted the autographs and then when they wanted videos and pictures, we did that too. And it was a fantastic time.
I'll say the food and drinks were pretty good when he was when he was playing mayor of the beauty lot. I was getting into some of the pierogies and wings and a couple more different types of beers, and it was a good time.
And
it was
awesome. And just what he just said right there, I've been getting pounded and was getting pounded down there by all the fans on. They want me to be the mayor of Cleveland now. So there's a big push behind the scenes right now, and we'll see if somebody can handle the budget right and see if I can step in and make sure everybody's doing the right thing as being the mayor of Cleveland.
So how about that? Man of the people, Greg Williams here with us, along with his son, Blake Williams, as well. What did you make, Greg, though, of that Browns defensive performance? Because the whole Joe Burrow to 3 points and under 100 yards passing, man, that was an impressive performance yesterday.
And I'm very happy and very proud. You know, Jim Schwartz worked on a staff with me before at the Titans and moved his way up through the ranks there at the Titans before I left to go to the Bills. And then I got a chance to make my position known well with Coach Jeff Fisher, a good friend of mine. And I pushed very hard for him to hire Jim as I left. And he's just done a very, very, very good job in his career. It's not a shock to me at all on how he got those guys to play. Now, I will tell you this. They did a very, very good job of disturbing and disrupting Joe Burrow. And you can also see whether, I don't care what other people think, the importance of getting some live snaps in preseason games. And as you saw, he was behind a little bit in some of the decisions that he was making. They were very disruptive on moving him off the spot that the quarterback wants to occupy. And tell you the truth, Jim blitzed a little bit more than I thought. You know, 39% of the snaps that he called in the ball game were some type of a blitz pressure. And I was wondering if he was listening to me talking his head or not, because I'm always the one who blitzes more than anybody else. And Jim rose up and pressured pretty good too.
Greg, what was it like when you were in Cleveland to coach Myles Garrett? Because we know how what he's turned into be, and we know how great of a player he is. But give me kind of that background, you being in the same locker room as him.
Well, the big thing that was that I had a big voice in us drafting him number one overall. I can tell some behind-the-scenes stories in the draft room that I really shouldn't share on who they thought they were going to draft until I kind of put my foot down and said, we're going to draft Myles Garrett unless you want me to have a press conference. And so we ended up taking Myles. He's got rare athletic ability. He continues to need to be pushed and prodded and to continue to be the best that he can be. He's doing a better job with his voice, but now he has to understand with his voice, his example that he sets means so much more on his effort, his toughness, his technique. All the things that he's doing now as a leadership has to be seen before listened to. And I'm really proud of how far he's come. And I think Jim Schwartz will take him even further.
So what were those decisions like? You teased it a little bit. What were those decisions like in the draft room before you guys went to Myles Garrett?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody pretty much understands that I'm going to voice my opinion. And You ask me my opinion, and I voice my opinion, and it hurts your feelings. Don't ask me the next time.
Greg Williams here with us, along with his son, Blake. I want to ask you a little about someone that you used to work with, Sean Payton. Yesterday did not go their way up against the Las Vegas Raiders. But what do you think Sean's going to bring to the Denver Broncos after taking a year off?
I think Sean is a phenomenal football coach. And in all honesty, he's the best offensive football coach I've ever had a chance to work with. It did not surprise me one bit that he onside kicked to open the game. It did not surprise me at all. On whatever anybody else wants to talk about on field position. It was, as I take a look at both of those guys, Josh McDaniels is a very close friend of mine also. I have a lot of respect for him as an offensive coach. And two really strong offensive coaches going back and forth. There were only really six real possessions apiece. And they both ran the clock very well. It ended up being a low-scoring game, and you can see how close it is to making every play be the most important play of the game when you come down and win a one-point game. in the National Football League. But I think both of those guys did a very good job, and then they'll continue to adapt to the personnel that they get a chance to coach. You know, Sean is outstanding on adapting to his personnel. He understands the verbiage. He understands the style of offense he wants to play. It was really good for me to see how much pocket presence that Russell Wilson had yesterday, as opposed to moving off the spot, running, taking off, and doing all the other improvising things. That's not going to go well with Sean Payton. I'm just letting you know. And he and Drew Brees were fantastic about that. Drew was a little bit more mobile before Sean started coaching him and started talking about the timing of every single play and the reads of every single play to make sure you control the timing and not the other team controlling the timing. They'll only get better. And I look for good things to happen back in Denver.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was an offensive coach for Sean Payton when we were together at the Saints. And so, I mean, I know intimately like what he's doing, how he's thinking, how he's going about it. He's a like G-Dub said, I mean, he's a an amazing strategist. He gets how to teach, he gets how to structure it, you know, the way he sequences the plays and the way he builds it around what the guys can do. Obviously, I think Russell brings and does some different things, you know, than even Drew. But I think you already saw a level of efficiency, a level of on schedule timing, ball being spit out. And then you saw Russell do like kind of what he's always done, make some of the off schedule plays yesterday. But I think, you know, that's going to be a hard-nosed division, right? I mean, there's some studs on the Raiders defense as well too, and that's going to be part of it. And I think that the running game part of it, that I don't think maybe enough people, because of all the stats they put up passing, you know, throughout the years in New Orleans, I don't think, you know, people realize just how good the run offense and how multiple that is in Sean Payton's offense as well too. And I think that'll continue to build out and click and just help Russell and the crew even more when they're able to do that.
Greg, just hearing what your son Blake said, and then also knowing Russell Wilson a little bit as a player and having to go up against him in years past, you know, a lot of people trying to figure out what is Russ as a quarterback now in 2023 after a bad year a year ago. If you were still game planning up against him, what would you really be targeting, knowing what Sean likes to do and where Russ is right now?
Well, the big thing is that good defenses, and again, I was a quarterback, you know, a long time ago, and an offensive coordinator a long time ago. And when I got the chance to move up in the profession, I asked to move over and learn from Jack Pardee and the George Allen philosophy of defense to be a defensive coach and a special teams coordinator, knowing that when I become a head coach, then I've done all of that stuff. And you have an awareness about what everything's going on. The number one thing that a defense must be able to do at the highest level in the world in professional football is change the decisions that the quarterback is getting ready to make. Change the decisions that the play caller is getting ready to make. Now, does that mean, you know, through disguise type things, or does that mean through disruption and moving the quarterback off the spots that he wants to throw, the timing and how you're covering potential route concepts and stuff? All of that goes into it. And yesterday, again, the first fast-paced game of the year, you could see a few of those things still maybe being a little bit rigid in Russell's mind on having enough confidence to go ahead and check to another play that Sean allows him to do, or function exactly on time, if manageable, doing the play that you wanted to do. And I thought both the defenses yesterday in that ball game did some good disruptive things also.
Last thing I'll ask you guys, and you know, feel free to approach whoever who wants to between Greg and Blake Williams. What is it like to coach together?
Well, you know, I had no idea. You know, he goes to Princeton, and all of a sudden he gets a tremendous degree at Princeton, and he's going to be a dumbass coach. You know, I'm thinking, what did I pay all that money? I paid all that money for 5 years at Princeton to be a dumbass coach. Now, with all that being said and done, he's the best, and it has nothing to do with being with me, but my son. He's the best assistant coach I've ever had.
Wow.
I never had to say things more than once to him. He figured things out on his own. And that aspect, whenever you become and move up to the profession, you're no longer babysitting coaches because you're already babysitting enough players or enough other people in a professional organization that really don't belong. And so how many people can you surround yourself, just like Sean Payton, how many people can you surround yourself that you no longer have to babysit so that you can be the expert that you are supposed to be? It was very, very, very fun doing that with him. And now he becomes a know-it-all in wealth management and becomes a know-it-all in technology. And so I'm anxious to see the next steps that he takes in that field too.
Obviously there's nuances, right? When you're, you call it nepotism, call it whatever, right? When you're working with your father, whether you're on the opposite side of the staff, you know, coaching with Sean Payton or together, and you have to, you know, navigate those by just not worrying about it, working your butt off, you know, showing the guys that you can help and whatnot and what you're about. But the thing that I think I appreciated the most, I took from him in so many aspects of when I get a chance to go be a coordinator at different places or even when I'm leading, you know, now in my various businesses, is just the way the organizational structure and the say what you mean what you say. Like, you always knew exactly where you stood with him as your boss. You always knew exactly what he wanted because he was going to tell you directly and then stick to that. Organizationally, like you knew exactly what you needed to do, where you needed to be, when, all of those things from the nth degree, which made it so easy. I always felt for us as assistant coaches or players to just do what we were having to do, right? And not have any sort of confusion or disorganization or mixed messages or whatnot. There's no mixed messages and no disorganization going on. And so learn a lot about that and just try to continue to take that into all processes in the rest of my life.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate what you do. And remember this, you know, my father-in-law, I lost him a couple of months ago, Mike Shannon, the legendary St. Louis Cardinal player and broadcaster, and he constantly pounded into me. Make sure you understand in professional sports, young man, it's for the fans. Make sure the fans love being involved with what you do. Make sure of that. And I hear that in my head every single time. And we appreciate what you're doing also. And don't ever, ever, ever apologize for being the best you can be. And don't ever apologize for checking whoop ass.
You got it. Greg and Blake, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
You bet.
Appreciate you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now, let's keep it up.
Keep it up!
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up!
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.